stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, August 23rd. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sammy.
Sorry to wake you up from your semi-sleep
what
there.
What are you talking about? You always do this to me.
Do I?
You make me look bad. I'm awake, damn it.
No, I know.
No, I was so in...
I know, you're focused. I can see that.
I know.
I'm like that, too. You know, you focus on something, you just connect with it.
I know.
Right?
There's very few times that that happens, so let me have this, okay?
Okay.
Let me just focus for a couple minutes, damn it.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
I'm actually reading for once. No,
okay. But the show has started, Stephanie.
And I'm here. I'm ready. I'm
you
pumped.
You are.
We have some guests today.
Yes, we have great guests. We'll bring them in just a second.
And I get to see you. I love what you put on your Facebook today.
What did I put on?
Was it today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a day behind. Just leave me alone. About Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
having so many fans. Which I just read another article about her today saying how she's going to make... It was $10 million for a wedding. Did you know this?
Yes, okay. We were talking about that price.
They're saying that she's going to make $15 million off of it.
Really?
She's profiting from her wedding. Who the hell happened? I mean, that never happens to people. How did that?
$15 million.
$15 million.
Wow. I guess all the pictures and everything, you know, and
the video. And
yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. I want to make $15
million
from my next wedding.
Yeah.
From my second wedding.
Well, work on being good and famous. What can I tell you?
Her ring, I finally got to see. I haven't seen her ring. Did you see it?
No.
It is seriously like a piece of costume jewelry. I can't understand it.
Really?
I
don't, is it big? Too big?
It's disgusting. Like,
yeah.
What? I don't know. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't turn it down probably. Let's be honest, Steph.
Yeah.
But it's a little too much, I think. But I love what you put on there. And I have to say thank you to Chris Brown. He is... just the sweetest man. He wrote me a really great message yesterday after I bawled on air.
Yeah.
I was trying to hold it in. I was trying my best to hold it in. But he sent me a really, really great message about you should trust people and you should love again. And
right.
Just so sweet. So thank you, Chris. He's amazing.
That's okay. We're starting to unveil you. You know,
great.
Yeah, gradually.
Great.
Like an onion, you know,
like
we'll
you
peel
need
you.
To be crying on air. That's...
No. But we need to help you with your psychological problem.
But there's so many. I don't know where you could even start and what you could even do.
I'm kidding. It's not even my place.
No, you know? I don't care.
But
I love that
I do tend to analyze people, you know.
You can analyze me.
But yeah, I mean, me and thousands of people analyzing you every day.
I don't
day.
Care. It's fine. You know what? Maybe you'll give me answers that I don't even know because I'm lost. So maybe this will actually help me.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I told you along similar lines yesterday that you do have to learn to trust people. Otherwise, you're not going to find any good relationships, you know.
But I do know that. It's just hard, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I'm terrified.
We'll work with you, you know.
We'll
have you on the couch and we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Should we bring a couch in so I can lay there and then I'll fall asleep? It'll be great. That would make for a great show.
I know. So, well, you know, just quickly, did you hear that they were dropping the charges against the French guy?
I saw that. Yep.
Wow.
What happened? Like, what was
the deal? They figured they don't have enough evidence. You know, it's his word against hers. And they don't have enough evidence. I know. It's like
Casey Anthony all over again.
Right. But it's, you know, but now you're wondering shit. You know, I mean, they kept this guy. I mean, they walked him through hell. And, you know, and now he's going free, you know. So you have to wonder about the justice system, too, you know, whether we treat people as criminals already as soon as they're being reported.
I hope we do. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know.
I know. It's like, who cares about him,
well,
right?
Like Casey Anthony, I think, should be treated like a criminal and a
Like garbage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't, you know what? That's mean to say. I just don't like her. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
I can't handle it.
Yeah, not many people do like her. That's true.
Holy crud.
Yeah. What did you just discover?
I know, right?
Sorry. Holy crud.
Holy crud. There, I just saw this video. Do you ever watch the show Hoarders? We talked about
this. Yeah, we talked about
this. Yeah, and I almost vomited when I was like talking about it. There was a clip from Hoarders that they're showing that this Arizona man is a hoarder and he's a reptile collection. I guess it just is out of control. These snakes are ginormous. Uh-huh. He has thousands of them. They have to take them away, though.
Thousands of snakes?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're showing this video. I'm showing
how crazy do you have to be?
Well, come on. Have you seen the show? Have you seen these people on here? They're out of their minds.
I know, but hoarding, you know, grocery store stuff is not the same as hoarding snakes.
But there are those. That woman was hoarding cats, and there was a guy hoarding mice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's people are hoarding everything. It's just so gross. Actually, there's a show also just as bad. The I don't know the name of it. It's where you have obsession. Oh, it's called Obsession. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, where people like do if they have OCD, mm-hmm. they flick on the lights and you know all the time. There was one I saw that was so. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want you guys to throw up from listening
okay,
to this.
Thank you
but
very much.
It's a great show. See it.
Yeah,
check
spare
it out.
Us the...
We'll just go to our guests because our guests are more interesting than that.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring in our guests here because I don't like to let people wait too long. Good morning to you. We have David Brandon in the studio and Karen Warden.
Woo!
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And you guys are the hosts of Film Courage.
Yes.
Sundays right here at 12. And, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Have I had you before on the show, or is this the first time?
I think this is our first time.
Yeah,
really?
This is the first time, and this is surreal for us, and it's a pleasure to be here, Sam.
Yeah,
you know, our life has sort of been turned upside down because of LA Talk Radio, and we love it.
Oh, good.
Wow. That's good.
When did you guys start? Sorry, I will ask.
No,
I'm just jumping right in.
Jump
when did you guys
right
start with the show?
I think it was... April 12th, 2009 was.
Oh, okay.
No, she has it down to the minute.
There we go.
Wow.
I'm not OCD about
almost 2.5 years. My God.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's a lot of content, huh? That's a lot of. I mean, you've built a body of work there. You must.
I think this
way
past
over
Sunday,
100 shows. Right?
Yeah, we've done 126 in a row. So, but it's not the same as doing it every day. I know, Sam, you often have done it every day in 2 hours. A time.
Yeah. Well, it used to be 1 hour, 2 hours. Now it's just one.
But once you got me,
Stephanie
went down
couldn't
to an
handle
hour.
The 2 hours.
I was like, screw this. She's not that interesting to talk to for 2 hours. Anyway, so you guys are on Sundays at noon. And so tell us about I want to hear about this because I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, Stephanie's an actress and she's a director also. And
I'm not a director.
You're not?
No,
you're
no.
a producer
no, no, no.
or something?
I'm learning to produce, but I'm an actress. Don't give me. I love it.
I thought on your. Didn't you write on your website, on Facebook or something, that you're a director also or a producer, right?
I didn't ever said I was a producer yet, but I'm working on stuff.
Okay, all right.
But so, I love you for giving me all these titles.
Exactly.
These hats.
Yeah, you got to encourage you.
Yeah, I don't
want to
direct
a little bit.
At this point in my life, or if ever. But yes, I am.
So she's definitely in the film industry, mm-hmm. so I know she's going to love the show. So tell us a little bit about how did you guys develop the show? I mean, where did the idea come from? Do you remember? It was a long time ago, right?
You know, I was just going to start with sort of our interpretation of what the show is, I guess. You know, it's almost like therapy. You know, it's almost like therapy for filmmakers, you know, where we, just get at the heart of what it takes to pursue this business, the ups and downs of it. I think we each week we have a good amount of inspiration that comes from that. You know, when you hear your fellow filmmakers and your peers and what they have to go through, and you learn those lessons.
Right. Yeah. So you talk to independent filmmakers and people in the entertainment industry, right? In the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
More.
People, we try and also focus on people that have built a large audience for themselves, mm-hmm. not just maybe filmmakers, but because it's sort of all encompassing that, trying to get as many followers as you can and so we've talked to some authors and various things and
cool.
We not only want to just focus on, oh hey, what'd you shoot on and mm-hmm. how cool was it to work with so and so, but we also want to hear about a lot of the struggle behind the scenes, the people that work the two jobs or mm-hmm. the things that kind of have fallen through and then they've come out the other side. So we like to hear some of the nuts and bolts, not just sort of the polished happy Hollywood story.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's what a lot of people want to hear. You know, it's like the workings of all of this, you know, how it works, you know, how they can make it, you know, and give examples for people to follow, yeah. You know. So that's pretty cool. Now, so, I mean, that's a lot of guests you guys had, right?
You know, I think we've had over 200, you know, actual guests. You know, it's not always one guest at a time. So
right.
I'm sure it's over 200, and that doesn't include the number of video interviews that we've done,
right.
Which is probably another 200 on top of the radio show. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, are you both actors? Directors, what? Or just hairstylist? I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a dog groomer. No, Dave is a director.
Okay.
And I am a part-time actress. I don't pursue it like I go on auditions or anything,
okay.
But I do like to act in people's stuff for free, for pay, whatever. And I just,
Cool.
But I wouldn't say that I pursue it and go to acting class.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it for the art of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's all about the struggle.
We're all artists here, right?
The art of
the
it.
The pain.
How pathetic,
it.
Right?
Now, are you both from here?
You know, I'm originally from Connecticut, just outside of Hartford.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Palo Alto.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys went out
California.
Here? And...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where? I'm going to go juicy, dirty stuff.
Oh,
let's go.
Pasadena?
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell the story how we met at Guidry's, the you know, when I was doing the male stripping and
yes.
that sort of thing.
That story.
Went, and
that's
I had a lot of extra cash on my hands.
Yeah,
David
girl.
Loves dollar bills, and I just love
naked
giving
men.
Them out. So, yeah.
So it was love at first sight with the money, right?
Yeah. That is I want to hear that story. Yes, please. Actually, I don't know if I really like going to like male strip. I've never been to a male strip club.
Really?
Now that you say that. I've never been. I've been to female strip clubs.
Right.
But never a male strip club.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, the guys are never like rugged enough. They're always too
gay.
Kind of well, okay.
There
yeah,
we go.
Let's go.
You can just
let's
say
just
it
say
there.
That. Okay.
Come on. I say
they're just a little too pretty.
They're a little too gay. And that's I think that's why it's not like it doesn't turn me on because they're a little gay. But I'm like, dude, they don't want to go home with me. They
right.
want to go home with the guy I'm sitting next to.
Yeah.
Right.
Not so much me.
Right.
But I would like to go just to like to Vegas. Actually, I heard. I think. Not that this is that interesting, really, but one of the guys from 98 Degrees that the
Nick Lachey?
No. I love that you know that. Though.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know.
One of the other musician guys. He is actually a Chippendales dancer in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would like to go see that
yeah.
just so I can make
Did I ever tell you about my Chippendale story?
No.
Yeah, they used to have one here, you know.
And you did it?
And no, I didn't
oh,
do
damn
it.
It.
Come on, I don't have the body for it.
Damn it.
But at the same time, I, you know, I don't know if someone told me or I just figured it out. I thought, how about if I go there like after the show? The women must be really horny, you know, and stuff like that. Oh. It must be a good idea, right? So I did one night, and I realized I'm not the only one. You know, guys get there, and they wait in line outside.
So you went there.
Yeah.
To and get a girl, because she was horny and ready to go.
Yeah,
I
was there with a friend, you know,
oh,
and
Jesus.
We go in. And, I mean, not a minute later, this girl grabs me. She takes me to the bar. What would you like to drink? I mean, I couldn't believe it, right? I mean, 15 minutes later, we're in my car.
Wow. I'm sorry. So why are you not hanging out there every night?
I think they closed it.
Damn it. That's why. That's the only reason why.
But it was, you know what? It's funny to say, but I felt used because it was, because she started showing me off to her friends and stuff like I'm, you know.
Good.
Just
you know what?
Object,
that men do
you know?
To women. Good.
Yeah.
Does that hurt your feelings?
Yeah,
did it?
It did.
Good.
It did.
You know what? I'm glad.
But I'm still happy to get laid, you know.
No, that's you're happy to get laid, but you know what? I'm glad your feelings were hurt. I love you, Sam, but I'm glad. And I wish that happened to every freaking man so they could know what
yeah.
it feels like when they do that to women.
To be objectified, right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
No, I know.
Good. I'm glad you felt used. I'm glad. Good
Not only
her.
Did I feel used, I felt like crap because afterwards she told me, she says, this is my bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And get married, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. So even. I love this
time.
Woman. Who is she? I want her on the show.
I don't know. I never saw her again.
I want her on the show. Damn it. We need more women like that. Guys would feel like shit. It'd be so great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
I like that. But that's my strip club story.
That's a great strip club story.
Yeah. I've been, I think, to a strip club only once or something, and I didn't even get lap dances or anything. It just didn't interest me because I felt cheap when I went there, you know? It's like the women are totally in control.
This is so great that's happening right now.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Really?
But yes, because you know what? Women feel like this all the time.
Really?
And men are just freaking pigs, and it makes me angry.
Anyway. Karen and David are going, what the hell is
they're
going
like,
on?
They're like, what are you even talking about?
We're just stirring it up here. We're just stirring it up.
They're so sweet. You guys can chime in if you have a stripper story. I mean, at any point, you can say. They're a little bit more professional, I guess.
So how long ago did you guys meet? A while ago? You and David?
Oh, yeah. Karen and I have known each other for over 10 years now.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And you met out here, right? You said Pasadena or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then you came together and you started talking about you want to do a radio show. And
many years later. Yeah.
Yeah. That's many years later. Yeah.
The last couple of years.
Wow.
So, David, are you working on anything right now? Like directing anything?
Yeah. You know, this whole sort of stripper conversation. You know,
yes.
our first film is actually called Night Before the Wedding.
Right. And we went to see it. Excellent movie.
I didn't.
Excellent.
Was
no.
I not invited?
Because it was before you were here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, otherwise you would have been invited.
And that is sort of a bachelor party story that brings in a couple porn stars. So it has its wild side, but the main thrust of it is it is a dramatic piece, mm-hmm. and sometimes people just don't know how to respond. You know, they come in expecting this rowdy party, from start to finish, mm-hmm. and it kind of hits on the moral side of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So that's that one, and then the current project is one entitled Goodbye Promise, mm-hmm. Which is a complete improv piece. There's no script.
Really?
Yeah.
An entire movie like that?
Entire movie. Yeah.
Wow.
So we look forward to sharing that with you soon. It's been an ongoing process because as we were shooting the film, that's also when we began Film Courage. So it's been tough sort of balancing the filmmaking side of things along with trying to grow this sort of the show and everything we do with it.
Right. So your show was recognized, you were telling me before. Tell us a little bit about that. Who was it recognized by?
Oh, it was recognized in Movie Maker magazine. Woo-hoo. As one of the top 10 film podcasts for 2011.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah, that is
cool.
So fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it means a lot to us.
Yeah.
We put a lot of effort into the show, and we pretty much, I mean, it's basically our life. That's pretty much what we do.
Wow.
If we're not scheduling guests, then we're getting back to people that are inquiring.
Yeah. That's amazing. So you really dived into it and everything. That's amazing.
Yeah, we figure, wonderful. You know, we're not going to just do it if we're going to do it sort of, I mean, half-assed. We want to make sure that we go all the way with it. And both David and I are pretty obsessive about things, you know, in that sense. And so it's sort of just taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
You know, and Karen and I, we don't often get this level of recognition. You know, for me, I always think of someone that always sort of finishes in second or third place or whatever. I'm never one to
don't sell yourself short,
be number one. So, you know, it's quite an honor, you know, and we thank you, Sam. We thank LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
For putting us in
this
position.
I know. Yeah. If you guys have a good show, then you're going to get recognized.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
You.
And you've gotten a lot of exposure, you know. I mean, my God, you know, I think, you know, by now, probably hundreds of thousands of people have listened to your show, you know. That's reaching a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. You know?
And what's great about what we do is, you know, Karen always say at the end of the day, if we never reached all those people, mm-hmm. We would still, you know, we'd still love to do it because mm-hmm. we gain so much from it ourselves.
Right.
You know, we come out of each show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get to meet people you wouldn't meet normally and things like that, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Well, I think, too, the novelty wears off after a while. We always have the saying after, like, 10 radio shows, it's not like, oh, cool, we have a radio show now,
right.
You know, and it is a lot of hard work, and I think the wanting to be recognized, I mean, that's fun in the beginning, and I think that wears off
mm-hmm.
after a while, and so I've had to ask myself, well, why do I get up every morning on Sundays to do this, and it's because we gain stuff from our guests. I mean, they're telling some very personal stories,
mm-hmm.
and it is like therapy for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we learn all sorts of interesting stuff. So I think that's why we've continued with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just for, oh, hey, great, cool, we get a show, I don't know if we'd still be as passionate yeah. about it.
You're right, because the novelty does wear off.
Yeah, it does.
Know?
It's yeah. hard work, as I'm sure you both know.
Yeah,
not for me
there's
yet.
Some days that you don't want to face the microphone. You don't feel good, or there's stuff going on in your life that you don't want to deal with, and you don't want to bring that to the studio.
Right,
yeah. But,
right.
you know, so it's can be
yeah.
a struggle sometimes.
I know. Us doing it daily, we learn to turn it on and off, you know,
oh, yeah.
because
yeah.
we don't have a choice.
We don't
you
have
know?
A choice. We yeah. have to be on.
Well, yeah, coffee helps.
Sometimes I'll cry a little bit, like I did yesterday. Sometimes I throw a temper tantrum.
No, but that's sweet. I thought it was nice, you know,
thanks,
that you're
Sam.
Able to actually feel vulnerable and open on the air, you know? I mean, that's
well, you know.
That's a pretty big deal.
If I would have really let it go, it would have been like a disaster.
I know. I would have died
you
here.
You would have been like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know how to deal with
falling,
it.
Falling, falling. Anyway, whatever. No, that's so great. I like, you know, obviously, it's. I think it's important for artists to have some kind of a voice, you know,
mm-hmm.
in any way, you know? I mean, and you guys are doing it for the love, and I think that's why... I'm sure that's one of the reasons why you guys were recognized, because you do love it, and I think that obviously shines through. And you know, it's great to acknowledge people that do really take great pride and love what they do, you know, and put that out there for people to have a voice and to have a medium where they can talk about things and something that's yeah. important to them. So I think that's
thank
really
you.
Great.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out your show yet. I'm admitting that, but I will.
She
I
mean, hasn't I'm, checked I'm, out I'm, anything.
I know.
She,
I know. Okay. Don't take it for. I don't even go onto my Facebook all the time. I get yelled at by Sam every day because I don't respond. He'll like send me emails and he's like, you need to respond to some guests because they have not, you have not responded to them. I'm like, all right, sorry.
I know. I have to stay on top of everybody. You
I know.
Know.
He's good though. He's on it.
But,
he's on it.
Yeah, but people appreciate it. They go, you know, thanks for kicking my ass about this. You know. About doing things like posting the summaries on their shows and things like that. People get lazy, you know.
So do you guys, this is such a hard question. It's like asking, what are your favorite top five movies? But have you had like a favorite guest of yours that you just have brought back or that a show that you really enjoyed? I mean, anything?
Yeah, a number of folks. And I was going to say, I'm just feeling the vibe that the show I'd recommend for you, Stephanie, is probably the one, our conversation with Dee Wallace.
Mm.
You know, just an amazing show. You know,
Dee
Wallace knocked
cool,
it out of the
right?
park. She's great. Yeah, she hosts her own radio show. Mm-hmm. She's been in a number of. I mean, she's the mom in E.T. Mm-hmm. and she's just been in a number of independent films. But you know, one of my favorites is one we did with Aaron Crumley. You know, he's an independent filmmaker from Four Eyed Monsters, and we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
We got his advice on what we should do with Goodbye Promise, how we should release it. That's a very strong show. I know we've had a favorable response to our interview with John Sayles.
Mm-hmm.
He's the filmmaker of Passion Fish, mm-hmm. And Mate One, and recently Amigo. But that's a really, really hard-hitting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You want to jump in with a few, Karen?
Yeah, I'd say Patrick Hollick, the celebrity photographer. His story mm-hmm. was great mm-hmm. because he was a drug addict living in New York City, like homeless for a little while as a teenager. And mm-hmm. now he's this photographer that, you know, shoots Tom Cruise and all these
Katie
things.
Katie Holmes and Kanye West.
Yeah, he's just turned his whole life around. So I really gained a lot from his interview. And he was very honest. And I think that's where... the interviews really hit home for us and for mm-hmm. other people. When people kind of let down that guard, that sort of Hollywood thing, and they're able to be real, which is scary because, you know, we don't want people to know our secrets or our bad side. We just want to show all the good stuff. You know?
Right.
And,
mm-hmm. and he was
nobody has that. You know?
Yeah, he was courageous enough to talk about it.
So I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, people will say things on the radio that they would never expect to say, you know?
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really care. I don't really have a filter. But yes, it's true for most people. I agree.
Well, I'm not sure if you guys have ever dealt with this, but sometimes you don't know what you're going to expect with mm-hmm. a guest. You see them one way, and they could be the total opposite, whether it's good or bad. And so it's kind of, for us, it keeps us on our toes a little bit because we're like, we don't know this person really well. We don't know what they're going to be like in person. Mm. And sometimes you get people and they're complete opposite. And so it's like a surprise. And then you have to kind of work the interview around that
mm-hmm.
if they're not as talkative or maybe they are. And you know, so it's sometimes it's always a surprise.
Yeah, maybe too talkative.
Right, exactly.
They won't stop.
Shut up.
Oh, is that I'm sorry, Samuel. I'll shut up.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not you. If I wanted you to shut up, I would tell you to shut up.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I would never say that. You know what's funny? I was just thinking, you said talking about E.T. I was not, that's not one of my favorite Steven Spielberg movies.
Really? You didn't like it?
I didn't like it, but I didn't love it. I was not a huge fan of E.T. Mm. And, you know, I have so many friends. I was a huge fan of Jaws after my father ruined me at 10 years old and made me see it. And I was terrified for years and years. But now I'm just starting to, like probably about 5 years ago is when I really started to appreciate Jaws. Like the stories and what it took to make. And my father scarred me for life with that movie. Because he shows me at such a young age. So I was convinced there were sharks in everything. Like in like pools and lakes. Like I was convinced. So, but anyway, E.T. I was just, meh. I wasn't really.
How old were you when you first saw E.T.?
I was young. When did it come out?
Yeah, well, maybe that's why you didn't appreciate it. 82?
I think so.
82.
Wow,
that's
pretty good memory.
Yeah, I was two.
Whoa. Yeah, so you saw it when you were older, but still.
Yeah, I must have saw it in the 80s, but I don't know. It just.
It can be a scary movie for kids. You know, you have this strange looking alien with a finger that lights up. I mean, it can be really scary.
You know what he was so good at though is, I mean, his earlier stuff, I should say, Spielberg, is these taking these. Obviously, well, he's so good at taking ordinary people and putting them in extraordinary circumstances, which always makes for a good film. But he's so good at working with these actors and making it so real. Like, if you watch the acting in E.T., I mean, these kids, the parents, in Jaws, the same thing. It's just like you feel like you're really watching like a real family, like real life. He is so good at that. He was so good at that, you know, Close Encounters. Like, he was just so brilliant at that. And as he got older, I mean, his movies have changed, but I want him to go back to that.
Right.
Because I think with that.
Well, supposedly
he was just,
Super 8 was that, you know, we never saw it, so we don't know. Yeah. Have you guys seen Super 8?
We haven't. We wanted to see it. We haven't had a chance to see it. You know, what's kind of tough about Karen and I is here we are, you know, we love film, we love watching film, and we do a filmmaking show, and oftentimes we find ourselves so busy that we don't get a chance to watch all the movies we want to see.
Right. We canceled our Netflix and our DirecTV, so we actually don't even watch television anymore.
Oh,
sorry. Because we were so we're pretty much behind our computers all day.
I know. We've got like Netflix. We barely use it, you know. But it's nice to know it's there.
Hold on though, Sam. Let's be honest. Sam watches half of a movie all the time. So I think for him, having Netflix is, I don't know if it really pays for itself. He'll come to me. I'll be like, Sam, I just saw this movie. Have you seen it? He's like, I saw half of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did see the whole movie Source Code the other day.
And did you like it?
It was pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it was okay.
What was the other
one? The idea was great.
Okay.
And yeah, the execution wasn't that great, I didn't think. You know, it wasn't that compelling, you know.
Right.
The other one is The Adjustment Bureau, which I haven't seen yet. It's still in my Netflix envelope. But I'll probably see it this week.
But there was another one with Bradley Cooper that you were supposed to see.
Limitless.
Did you see it?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, talk to me.
There's a long wait on Netflix for that one. So.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
tell you when there's a long wait for something, you know?
Oh, I've never gotten that.
Yeah.
Well, usually I pick like older, obscure movies a lot.
Yeah.
You know? I don't. That's so funny. I'm. There you go.
But you know, we were talking about Steven Spielberg, and I think Super 8 is kind of like that. I mean, he went back to the kids again, and
their
adventures.
The real. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I hope so. I didn't see it. I've heard mixed reviews about it. I heard it was either really great or really not great.
Really?
You know what I did see the other day? Did you guys see Crazy Stupid Love?
We've seen the billboards.
They just told you they don't see movies.
Yeah, around time.
Well, I'm just, you never know.
You're checking because you wanted to
just
bring
checking,
it up. So go
talk
ahead.
About it. It's actually really good. I highly recommend it.
Really?
If you have time.
You we'll pencil
people.
It in.
There you go. Well, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. But it's cool because you guys are also into indie movies and things like that, right?
So, we are. Yeah.
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 What are some good indie movies? Because I don't know about them, you know. I mean, I never hear about them, and, you know, I barely have time to see, you know, major films.
Well, for me, I like documentaries a lot.
Yes. Yes.
So, Roll Out Cowboy was a great one.
What was that about?
It's about a gentleman that lives in the Dakotas, and he's a sort of a country western rapper, but he also has to pay the bills, sort of driving trucks and doing things. And he lives in this small town in rural, I believe it's South Dakota. and just a story about his life. He's 40 years old. He questions, should I keep going at this? Mm. But he has a real passion for it, and people love him. He has a following. And but, you know, reality calls, and he's still having to pay the bills, even right. as cheap as it is to live where he lives. I guess he bought a house for like $1,000. And, you know, it's just it's a great film. The Philosopher Kings mm-hmm. is a documentary about janitors. And,
huh. Oh, how interesting.
And how they love their job.
Right.
And
wow.
how they're perceived by the public as sort of being like, oh, you know, they're there, you know. Sort of patronizing them a little bit, but they actually enjoy what they do. Mm. And
what about the Minds in the Water?
Minds in the Water was a great film that I just saw at the Artivist Film Fest. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with the surfer David Rostovich, I guess, has gotten behind this movement with several other actors and people to help these dolphins. So it's similar to The Cove.
Mm. Oh, I love The Cove.
Yeah, so Minds in the Water, that was awesome. And then
mm-hmm.
Wake
yeah,
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, Wake Up. About a man who, an ordinary man who just one day wakes up and he can see sort of the spiritual side. You know, he sort of has this auras and demons and angels and the whole sort of thing. So
right.
that sort of covers his spiritual journey, his spiritual quest. It's almost like a documentary version of the Celestine Prophecy.
Oh, right.
Okay. Kind of has that feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a short film we just saw at Holly Shorts a couple weeks ago called Room 10 that stars Robin Wright and
oh, wow.
Chris Christopherson.
That was amazing.
And it's directed by Jennifer Aniston. But, you know, it's a small film. It's on
wow.
YouTube in two parts, but the acting in it is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And just a really moving, touching story
wow.
that takes place in about 20 minutes. And one of my favorite independent films continues to be a movie called Ink that you can find on Netflix, and you can
right.
watch it on Hulu for free by our friend Jamie Winans and Kyle Winans.
Yeah, they're amazing people.
Yeah.
But it's an extraordinary film that, like, literally you look at it, and it's a sci-fi fantasy and urban fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, it would probably take several million dollars to make, and they made it for $250,000.
Wow.
And it's one of the few films in recent times that I'm pretty sure it has already made back its budget and then some, which is quite an accomplishment for a small film.
That's huge.
Right, yeah.
That's
wow,
really great.
That's pretty cool.
You'll have to check all those out, Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to write all those down, Sam. We're
going
to be quizzing
half
you.
Of it.
Yeah.
Watch the
like,
whole
I've got so much time to watch movies.
Like, he's going to watch. You'll watch half of them.
But he said it's only a 20-minute movie.
You
I probably
think you could
that's
do that.
On
you'll
YouTube.
Take, you'll
that,
do for 10.
It.
You'll do 10.
Yeah.
And then you'll walk away. You could do it in two parts.
Yeah, it's two parts.
He
I know. I drive my wife crazy. It's like we were watching Big Brother last night. I stop in the middle. I'm like, I can't watch anymore tonight.
Whoa.
And she's like, oh, okay. Well, I'll find something to do.
Why'd you stop it? You just couldn't deal with it?
Because, you know, I mean... You
You're
know,
so
I wanted to have a cigarette, then I went outside and got
and
on the
got
computer and
stuff.
I forgot. Yeah.
You listened to the kids screaming.
That kid? Yeah, in my apartment building, there's a kid that screams night and day nonstop.
What were you
is
gonna
he medicated?
I don't know. Yeah, that's
what we were
going
to... Sam said he was going to bring him some medication and be like, here's a housewarming gift. Welcome to the apartment complex.
And a straitjacket.
He's making everybody crazy, you know?
It's a kid. But I understand. It's like a dog barking incessantly.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's really annoying. No, so I understand. I love The Cove. That's probably one of my favorite documentaries.
Yeah.
I love documentaries, though. I'm like, mm-hmm. Have you seen, hold on. I just had it. It's a Jesus Camp.
No, haven't seen
Oh, my God.
Jesus Camp? Is that a movie?
It's a documentary. Are you listening to me, Sam?
No, I'm not.
This is what happens all the time. This is why I love it.
Don't
how
ask
do we
me how
have
I
a radio
can do this.
Show? Half the time he tunes me out.
Yeah.
Jesus Camp.
Well, I'm just looking for something.
I know.
Something.
Jesus
Sorry.
Camp. No, I'm kidding. Jesus Camp is so good. It's really messed up, though. It's just like it follows a couple kids like in the Midwest that are really Bible Belt, right?
Right.
It is crazy. Like, it's so sad because these kids don't really have childhoods
mm-hmm.
and it's just like their parents are very strict about their religion. And then there's some kids that are, it seems like all the kids are into it, but there's some more than others. And I grew up with somebody like this. So it's very interesting to see this and just see how like judgmental they are at times
mm-hmm.
and like how hard it is for these kids to live. Like they can't listen to certain music. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. It's seriously what I started crying in the middle of it though because it was hard to see like these kids not really have a childhood
yeah.
like Footloose
you know?
Did you see Footloose? Where, like,
the
daughter,
new one
or the old one? Yeah,
no, the new
like
one's not
forbidden to dance.
Yes,
Laurie Singer.
Yes,
yeah,
you know they're redoing it.
I guess so. I've seen the billboards.
Yeah. Okay, I saw a preview. I saw trailers for it the other day. Whoa,
not a big fan.
No, no. Why are they remaking all these movies? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
They're trying to take the easy way out. You know, taking a proven formula. Yeah.
Oh God.
And try to do it, but yeah, sometimes they do great, terrible jobs. You know.
Well, yeah.
I just want to play this real quick for David.
It's your birthday?
It is.
Woo!
And he wouldn't even tell us.
Happy birthday, David.
All right.
You got to tell us.
Check it out.
How did you
Happy
know?
Birthday.
I tried to just slip that under the radar there.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
we
but,
added you.
But Dina just sent me a message here reminding me.
Thank you, Dina. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Steph.
You see, we have assistants behind the scenes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Can't get it by Dina.
Happy birthday to you, man.
Yeah, this is a great way to sort of celebrate the day.
Yeah.
We start off
that's
here.
That's cool. Are you guys taking it easy today? I mean, going to have some fun and things like that?
Yeah, we were planning to go to the beach, but we're both kind of under the weather, so we may actually rent a movie.
There you go.
And we'll try and finish all of it.
One or the other.
Rent a movie.
We're not sure. We might do the Red Box thing.
Oh, yeah, that's still around. That is still around.
What, will you rent a DVD or something?
Yeah, it's just like a dollar, and there's just no commitment with it. You return it by 9 the next day. And the thing with Netflix is we always felt that pressure to, like, watch it and get it back in the mail in time.
Right.
So,
well, I feel like that's kind of the opposite.
You don't have to get it in mail in time. But then I paid $15 for just one movie a month.
But the Red Box, like, you have to bring it back the next day.
Yeah, I think by 9.
I would feel the pressure with that, then.
Yeah.
Really. Because the Netflix, you can keep
it. You can hold it as long as you want. Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I just feel this competition to, like, get it back in the mail so that I can get my money's worth.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. And get another movie.
I love Netflix.
I just like the convenience, and I like the streaming movies. You know, sometimes there's nothing to watch. You just go into one of the streaming movies, and they've got some cool documentaries there, actually, that I've been watching. And I don't use it that much, but it's sort of nice to have, you know. So what can I say?
But what can you say, Sammy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited it's your birthday.
Yeah,
woo!
That's cool.
Thank you, Dina. She's the best. She is on it.
Yeah.
I'm really bad about remembering things.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't understand this. Are you guys on Google? Did somebody invite you on Google? Sam invited me.
I invited you. You never joined.
I did.
You did.
Yes.
Oh, well, I have to find you then.
Yeah, we were
on Google Plus.
Yeah, we were up and running on Google Plus, and I guess we're sort of this business or entity.
Okay.
And our account has been suspended, so we're kind of bummed out by that.
Really?
How does that work?
I guess, you know, because we're under the name Film Courage, and then we just, you know, we were building up quite a network to start, and then we just got the warning saying, like, you know, your account has been suspended, and I guess they're delaying, like business pages, I guess, or business accounts for a little bit. So if you have a personal account, it's okay.
Right.
We're really bummed out by that.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. I don't understand it though.
Yeah. What the way it works?
I don't get.
I know
any
there's
of
not
this.
Like a lot to do, but it's sort of like a mix of Facebook and Twitter.
It
you
is.
Know.
Yeah.
I mean, because here you have to find the people or they find you. You know, so it's like Twitter. You know, where people can follow you without you having to know about it.
Okay.
You know, so that's how it works. And you have circles of friends and stuff. So.
And then you talk to them
Well,
live?
Yeah. Okay. So you can send messages to specific people or postings.
Groups.
Just to groups of people.
Yeah. Personally, I'm tired of friend requests on Facebook. You know, I'm just like, I don't want to send people friend requests. I don't want to, like, look through and see who's legit, who's not legit. You know, like, I'm just feeling like there's nothing but spammers who want to be my friend or whatever.
Right.
And it's hard to tell. So
I just friend everybody.
And I'm not on Facebook. And I feel weird about that. I feel like I'm an anomaly. So
You really kind of are.
Yeah, it's just not me. I like Twitter. I like the fact that Twitter is not as personal.
Right.
And it's about sort of sharing links and things like that. I'm not the one that's usually tweeting, like, you know, just, hey, just got back from, you know, Starbucks
or
whatever.
You're more like a private person and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to share all these things with
that's
people.
It.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and a cool feature on Google Plus is they have something called Google Hangouts. Have you seen that?
That's
no,
cool.
I don't know, it's
a new feature. It's essentially a video conference feature.
Okay.
Right. Where everyone, it's 8 to 10 people maximum. I think 8 works. I think 10 is not working all the way. But it's like video Skype, where you'd have eight people and all sort of on their webcams, and whoever speaks is the one who you'll see on the screen.
And
it's a way to communicate and chat with a large group.
I know, that's
at
pretty
once.
Cool. That's what I was thinking. Could be nice, you know. It's just I haven't been able to find any people, you know, because you have to think of the people, you know.
Don't
Whereas Facebook always offers you people and suggests.
Don't call me. Just leave me alone. I see you every day anyway.
Don't call me on video. Fuck that.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you. I see you too much. An hour a day is way too much. I can't handle it. I just don't get it. I don't know if I like it. I'm a little... And I'm okay with change. It's too much. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much stuff happening.
It is. It's too much. Who's got the time for all of this? You know.
I know.
I mean, all these social networks and stuff, and you really have to work them for them to be effective.
Well, you guys are on your computers all day. I mean, you guys are on this stuff doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys are.
You guys do a lot of Twitter. I mean, I noticed that, you know, because when you tweet about the show and everything, it all comes up, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then people retweet your stuff. And
then you have to go and retweet and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know what I don't get? Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Dave and I take turns with the Twitter, and then he's on Facebook, and then I do the emails. So we kind of have a system down of how we do it.
Well, that's good. You know,
it's people don't understand Twitter. I mean, it's such a powerful tool. You know, we've been, you know, really able to use it, you know, for our business, you know, when we crowdfunded for Goodbye Promise, you know, way back when, over a year ago, you know, a good amount of the contributions came from Twitter. So, you know, I think for anyone that's going to dive into that field of a Kickstarter, Indiegogo, you know, it's really a tool that, you know, that you want to have, but you want to use it, you know, way before you launch your campaign. You want to be up and running there and connecting with
people. But how do people find you on Twitter? Is it by your postings and then people look for keywords or something and then they find you? I mean, because, you know, with Facebook, it's easier because there's always suggestions, friend suggestions. Things like that, you know, you can see the people. In Twitter, it's sort of like blind.
Well, it does, I think, suggest people that are similar to you. So there may be other, like, radio hosts that they would suggest that would be...
I see. So you just follow them.
Yeah.
But how about people
following you?
It's
hard to understand. You know, when you're first starting out on Twitter, you know, you might not understand it, but maybe there's some people that you respect or you look up to. And really, it's just kind of just getting in there and just watching how they use it.
Right.
Because it's confusing because, you know, everyone's having direct communication with other people, and yet it's also open to the public at the same time. So it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around at first.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you know, with Google, I mean, you know, with you can search, you know, how do I use Twitter, and you can just pay attention to people and.
Right.
Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks and you can pretty much get the hang of it.
The problem is though, it does become addictive, and that's where you kind of have to. I have to shut it off sometimes because there's this live stream of just people, and you're so interested in like, oh, what's this person tweeting about? So it can become sort of an OCD type of thing.
Well,
you should go on the show Obsession. She's obsessed with Twittering. I don't understand though. This is gonna sound dumb. I'd say dumb things all the time, but I don't understand on Twitter why they put @ StephRival. Like,
that's like the email address. You know, that would be the same as Stephanie @ LATalkRadio.com.
Right, but she's asking why on Facebook, though, right?
No.
Oh, on Twitter. Yeah, that's how they refer to you, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of just your address, just @, you know, whatever the name is.
No.
Yeah.
All right, that was a really dumb question.
No. That's not.
Well, if you haven't been on Twitter, it's not dumb.
I am on Twitter. I just don't know how it works. But my friend is like, she does my PR. She's the one that does it. So, like, I go, I've seen it, like, I don't even know my password. But I see it, like, every so often. But I don't want to do it. I don't care. Like, this is my thinking on it, though. I don't think anybody cares what I'm doing at every second. I don't think anyone gives a shit.
Right.
And to be honest, I don't care what anybody else is doing at every second.
Well, so, but you don't have to tweet only these things. You know, you can tweet
thoughts. No, I think for you guys, like, it's great. Like, you have a show. This is, hey, this is what's up and coming. We'll talk about this. You have an open discussion. That's great. I get that. But when people put stuff on there, like... Same with Facebook. I'm going to go take a shower. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you do. Yeah,
I saw one lady put, you know, just had her yearly pelvic exam.
Really?
On there.
And we need to know about
that. She was surprised, yeah. But maybe she was... Yeah,
people,
you know, trying to talk about
prevention.
People
put some bizarre things on there.
I know. It just doesn't make. It's like it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. That's me.
On the other side of it, you know, Karen and I, we've met some great people through
we
Twitter.
Have.
You know,
some amazing people.
You know,
Through Twitter, really?
Yeah,
Twitter.
All over the world.
You know, my preference is to meet people in real life that we've sort of screened in the Twitter universe. It's just a good way to meet people.
Screened in the Twitter universe.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a good way of putting it.
You know, it just with even with Facebook, I mean, you do interact with a lot of people, but
there can be some
creepy behavior on Facebook.
Oh,
so.
I've had to delete a couple people for like, you know, just like stupid stuff. Like they'll ask you out and they'll incessantly ask you out, and you're like, dude, like no.
Really?
Oh, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it can be creepy. And I, you know, Sam and I talked about one time where the whole like check-in thing, when people check you in at places on Facebook, you're not on Facebook, but
yeah,
David's on. But when they're like, oh, I'm here at, you know.
Right. And it reveals the address and everything.
Yeah,
about the
like
place.
That's creepy. That's like stalkerish. If you have a freaking stalker and then, you know, they show up there. Blame fucking Facebook and then sue the shit out of them. That's what I say, Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, people are bored. They're crazy.
Everybody's nuts.
They do crazy things.
Just like you, Sammy.
Yeah, just like me.
Just like you. They're as crazy as you.
Well, we've also become a society of like spying on people. You know, people that are frenemies, people that we don't like, people that we do like, and our neighbors. And it's really interesting because you can pretty much find out anything now on
anyone. That's true.
You can Google someone's address. You can find out if they've paid their property taxes. You can find out.
Ew, really?
Oh, yeah. It's very scary. It's not.
Because it's public stuff, right?
Yeah. Why is everybody so public interested in their own in other people's crap?
Comparison. Yeah. We're all about comparing ourselves.
It's so sad.
Either that, or if you want to screen someone, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It is a good screening tool. You know, do I let this person into my life? Is it a prospective, employee or something?
Right.
If they've paid their property taxes, I'm going to go check that out. I'm going to let them into my life for sure.
Vouch for their character.
Well, you'd be surprised how many employers look at your credit report now. Yeah. Did you know that?
My credit was thanks to my husband. I'm just building it back.
Yeah. But they do look at those things, and that's pretty... You know, creepy, I think, you know, when they're able to see your credit report and stuff. I mean, after all, you're just going to get a job. But they want to see if you're responsible financially and, you know, I don't know. But
businesses
get away with a lot.
What? You didn't check. Did you do a background check on me, Sam? See if I killed anybody? You did, didn't you?
No, I can't. You can't do it without a signature. You know, they can't look up your credit report without your signature. Yeah, you have to approve it for sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm just kidding, Sam. I know you wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, you don't know me that well.
Okay.
Maybe I would.
That's true. I'm finding new things about you every day. This is why I love coming to work every day, to see your face.
Well, that's wonderful. You see?
I've got such a great co-host. See this love between us?
Love in the air.
It's fun to watch it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to sit here and see the banter back and forth.
It's great.
And sometimes we just want to punch each other, and other times we just want to hug each other. You know,
that's the way it goes, yeah.
It works out. You two seem like you just love each other all the time.
Pretty much. I mean, some days one is the leader and the other is the leader, and I think we kind of drop back. We don't really have too much of a competition in that way, because some days I'm just tired and burnt out, or he's tired and burnt out, and so one or the other will sort of take the reins.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are just so mellow, you know. I can't see you ever like arguing or anything.
Well, I mean, right now I was actually nervous before the show, so I have to do that admission, and so I didn't sleep very well. So I'm sort of
really?
Yeah, I was, because I'm used to asking the questions. I'm not used to
it. Wasn't that painful though, was it?
No, it's been very benign.
I found that everything in life that scares you, it's usually not as bad as you thought it would be, you know?
That's true.
It's just, you know, I used to be like that when approaching women and stuff. I'd go, oh, she doesn't want me to talk to her. She doesn't want this. I'm not going to do it. And then I would do it anyway, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know? So you got to go for it, even when things scare you. You got to face the fear.
The lesson for the day, Sammy.
Aww,
yeah,
thanks.
There you
face
go.
Face the fear.
That's really nice.
He said this to me yesterday.
It's warm and cuddly.
He said this to me yesterday. Easier said than done, kid. Easier
we'll
said
do
than
a new
done.
Show.
I suppose
Sam.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, it's easier to preach to other people.
It so is than follow it.
Yeah.
But the more, I feel like the more you preach it, then you'll follow it. You know what I mean? So just keep preaching it, Sam.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Okay, David and Kieran, thank you so much for joining
us,
guys.
Yeah,
amazing.
Thank you.
Everybody, go to Channel 2, listen to Film Courage Sundays.
Yes, check it out.
At noon. And a great show, of course. Guys, thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely.
All the best to you.
Thank you guys for having us. No, that's not what I was trying to say. Thank you guys for coming. We had a blast having you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.